USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A local officer assigned to the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive Task Force was shot in Rockford, Illinois Thursday when he was serving a warrant. The suspect is still on the run and considered to be armed and dangerous. Andre Bass of the Rockford Police Department has more.
While we're conducting an investigation, we learned that the suspect fled the room that he was in, and we believe the suspect is at large right now. So at this point in time, we have prayers for the officer that was hit, and we have prayers for the officers that are trying to locate the suspect, too.
Thursday on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi was being pressed about Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar's recent comments about U.S. policy on Israel.
I don't think that that the Congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it's heard by other people, although I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is Frozen Food Month as we turn the calendar into March, and there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000?
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. Easyhomemeals.com. And get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
Workers making minimum wage could soon be getting a pay increase. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House taking up a bill to more than double the federal minimum wage as a House committee yesterday approved the measure to raise it to $15 an hour, more than double the current $7.25 an hour by 2024.
It is unsure if or when this bill will make it to the entire House floor, although we can expect it to have some steep opposition in a Republican-led Senate. Facebook is continuing to focus on privacy. In a blog post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg explains the company plans to work toward privacy-focused principles such as encryption, safety, and secure data storage. Larry Magid is the CEO and founder of ConnectSafely.org.
I think Facebook can offer services that give people a lot more privacy in the sense that they are deliberately not sharing their content with a wide circle of friends.
Magid was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Vice President Mike Pence says Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro must go, but hints that the United States will let things shake down the way they're going to shake down. National Security Advisor John Bolton agrees with the Vice President and also shares why he believes Maduro must go.
Well, look, the Maduro regime has been ripping off the Venezuelan people since it's been in power. We want a peaceful transfer of power from Maduro to Juan Guaido. So we think increased pressure against Maduro and his clique is the way to help the Venezuelan opposition get that peaceful transition of power.
Senator Marco Rubio has also been calling for change down in Venezuela. He joins Fox News and says the president is doing what he can to make things happen.
The president has been aggressive about this from day one. None of this would have been possible without it. And, you know, Maduro thinks he's going to wait out Donald Trump. Look, I've been on the president's good side. I've been on his bad side. I've been in the, you know, a little bit of both. When this guy's on, when the president's on something, it's like a dog on a bone. I mean, he will not let go. He is never going to give up on this until Maduro's out of there. Maduro's taken on a terrible enemy in Donald Trump, and the president and his administration deserves tremendous credit. And the Maduro regime is not a government. They are a mafia. You have to think of them as an organized crime ring, and everybody around Maduro is a criminal. Drug traffickers, they make money by trafficking cocaine into the United States. They're stealing gold both out of the ground and from the nation's reserves and making money off of that. I mean, every crime you can imagine, they're engaged in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.